Your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Since the beginning of modern civilization, generations of weakness and inherited only conflicts of world wars. But behold the marriage supper of the lamb and bridegroom unto his bride. Then shall the earth's children know the true expression of one love. Then Mother Earth shall honeymoon in peace, forever eliminating aspirations, lust, and anguish of wars and rumors of war.
And propaganda spreading in the Sunday papers. Not even Superman could have saved him in the chaos. Greater judgment ablaze.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Emancipation Day. It is August the 1st, Emancipation Day, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. It is my pleasure to be here with you today on Emancipation Day, because normally, I don't know if I've had an Emancipation Day on air yet. This may be my first one, and I'm so pleased to be here. I have a guest joining me in studio. It's an important discussion. It could be a fun discussion. It's a community-based activity we're going to be talking about. Within the conversation today, we're talking about two things, emancipation and Gombe, more specifically Ghosts of Gombe, but Gombe. And I want to say, as we sit here on Emancipation Day in the Bahamas, free of conflict, free of war, free of turmoil, we must remember that today, August 1st, 2025, there are millions and millions of people still in various forms of bondage. There are people today who are still living in chattel slavery, where there are kidnappers, where they attempt to devoid these people of everything, of their language, most importantly, of their culture and memory, right? Across the African continent, rife with war. Imperialist engagement, continually disrupting the lives of black and brown people, and of white people too. Because as we sit on this 187th, I think, 187th, my math may be off slightly, emancipation celebration, the Bahamas could take the lead. See, because in the Bahamas, we have a unique composition of people. We got black, we got brown, we got white people here. We got Indians, we have other Asians, right? We have South Americans. We have people of all ethnic backgrounds living in the Bahamas. So the Bahamas is best suited to lead the journey, right? Because it's in the Bahamas that we could say, listen, imperialism, white supremacy, and racism attacks everybody. It oppresses everybody. And our white brothers and sisters, they are also being oppressed. And let me tell you what I mean. The term black was coined by racist and power-hungry Europeans that wanted to create a hierarchy of power that would place them, privileged people, on the top and everybody else as unprivileged and beneath them. So they created this category called black. And at that time, it was either you were white or you were black. No brown skin, no Indian, no... Now we had those racist terms come up, red skin and yellows. None of that. White or black. See, what happened in there, though, over hundreds of years, is that people of European descent were also slaughtered. People of European descent also went through processes of having their culture and memory erased. And in the same way that people of African descent in the Western Hemisphere cling to the term black to describe for identity because they don't know their ethnic origin, it's the same way that white people cling to the term white because they do not know their ethnic origin. All they know is to be white is better than to be black. And so they've been forced to cling to that. So Bahamas is best suited to lead this journey, to lead this conversation. Because we have lived this experience of poor whites and blacks living together. We've lived this experience of poor white and black Bahamians struggling with a broader imperialist agenda that insists on separating us. We're going to play some music today. We're going to talk about some things. If you want to talk about what's in the paper, if you need to get some things off your chest, we're going to create a space for that, right? I had that on my heart because last night it was a time in Johnson Road. Oh, it was a time. While I was sitting considering what to say on Emancipation Day, this big, big broke-up and chaos in Johnson Yard. Let me ask you all this quick question before I go to the caller. Why you think the raccoon bring its baby on the porch last night? You know why? That's warfare. That raccoon say, you know what? Let Miss Green see this little baby. This Miss Green cannot deny this little baby raccoon some food. We can send the little baby on the porch. Oh boy, big fight, big fight. I don't say I fight cheering, you know. I don't fight cheering at all. But I was ready to fight a raccoon last night. I figure the odds are good with a baby raccoon. Let me add a disclaimer here. Don't fight raccoons. Raccoons carry rabies. And the treatment for rabies includes an injection that goes straight into your liver. Not near it, not on your side, straight into the liver. Do not play with raccoons. They carry rabies. And by the time you find out whether that raccoon is rabid or not, it may be too late. Producer, let me pop this caller very quickly. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
Good, thank you. How you do?
Right, I'm on. Yeah, I was in an office meeting yesterday about from 11:30 to about 2 o'clock, right?
Uh-huh.
And I heard, when I came out of the office meeting, I heard that a fellow employee of yours has been in Mounted.
I don't know. Are you here what I tell you I was up to last night?
I can't go in a meeting for 1 second without someone being fired.
Bro, what are you talking? Hold on. First of all, Hold on. First of all, I come to work late today. You hear me telling you I was fighting raccoon? And before I was fighting...
You yourself for 1 second on the job?
Huh? Listen, before I was fighting raccoon, I peeped ghosts last night. I even tell you all about that experience. I've been to Ghost of Gombe.
So we're going down too?
I have no idea. I can be honest with you all. I don't write... And, okay, give me a second to gather myself, because why would you say something so exciting amongst such excitable people, being Aaron Green, and not expect me to have to catch my breath? I have no idea. I came to work a little late this morning. I didn't even get to hail the water cooler, so I don't know what's being said. Thank you for that call, caller. But I did peep ghosts last night, and I can tell you all about that after I introduce my guest, Mr. De Havilland Moss. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Aaron.
I just want you to know that I didn't peep ghosts in Johnson Road last night. That'd have been too much excitement for me. Mr. Moss, it's my pleasure to have you in studio as the organizer of the Johnson Road Basketball Jamboree 2025.
Yes.
I's a Johnson Road girl. I ain't ashamed to claim that. Mm-hmm. Mama Co, Scores Bar. Then look here, you want to polish up your mat skills? Them old people be playing dominoes, they hard over there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right? Miss Maureen, mm-hmm. Right? Midway on the outer border of Johnson Road. Charlie's Gas, Charlie Moss, my daddy, good friend. Mm-hmm. I called some names, man. Moses. Mm-hmm.
Felix.
Moses the pool player.
Oh, yeah.
Tiny, the baddest mechanic in the history of the world. Buddy, mm-hmm. Tiny saved my life one night. Mm-hmm. And from then, I'm like, why y'all don't open up?
Sure.
A school to right. Teach.
He's very good.
Right, because he could teach people mm-hmm. how to teach. Mm-hmm. Right, he's excellent. Call some more names, man.
We get Felix, Felix the Cat.
Mm-hmm.
We get Bo.
Yeah, we got Jailer, an engineer,
yes.
Right? Because he picked coconut.
But he can fix anything.
Yeah, one day I watch him, he's picking coconut, and I watch the rig, the safety harness mm-hmm. that he set up for him, and then the rig that he sets up to drop the coconuts to the ground safely after he cut them. Wow. Man, look here. I grew up in Johnson Road. Ingenuity, mm-hmm. innovation. Mm-hmm. Johnson Road is an example of street smarts, right? And those people have added tremendous value to mm-hmm. the community that we grew up in. So I was hoping today to get some more people from Johnson Road into the studio and to get a rep or two from the Fox Hill Congos, because we sit right on that border. Mm-hmm. Like, let me tell you how sweet life can be in New Providence. Time has passed, and we'll say to the caller who I had to remind that the 80s was 40 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. I used to walk from my house to Ed White Bar to play pool and walk back. I was a little oblivious, right? Mm-hmm. Because I always felt safe in Johnson Road.
Yes.
Because Johnson Road, I have this thing I talk about, and I learned it in Johnson Road, right? And that is, in the broader world of work, of advocacy, of engagement, once we touch hands, mm-hmm. community changes the nature of our relationship. Once we know we live together in proximity to each other, mm-hmm. the nature of our relationship changes mm-hmm. entirely, mm-hmm. right? And Johnson Road taught me that community is so very important. Mm-hmm. So listen, tell them, people, what the Johnson Road Basketball Jamboree 2025 is, and why are we honoring Graylin Humes this year?
Okay, good morning, Bahamas. My name is Haviland Moss. I was here a few weeks ago. We had Basketball Jamboree starting from the 90s, okay? Last 4 or 5 years after the pandemic, we said we're going to rekindle the Jamboree to try to bring the community together. Last year, we honored Mr. Calvin Johnson. He's a pillar in the community. We call him the Rise. As a kid growing up, he taught us how to play basketball. He's been there from day one. Now, Graylin, he's another pillar in the community. He's being honored this year.
Mm-hmm.
He played for the JR Nets, the Nangos. He be in the community with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Worked for the Atlantis, played with the Atlantis League. He's done a lot for the community. So we're honoring him this year. The Jamboree starts tonight at 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. tomorrow, we're going to have the Jamboree again. Day two, we'll have the championship games, the Byron Ferguson three-point contest, the Legends Corner. That's the older fellas. Just doing layups, free throws. They're not going to be playing anything too physical. You know, but the event is geared towards bringing the community together. I've noticed in the last, like Aaron said, when we grew up in the 80s, I think the community was much closer.
Mm-hmm.
As time went on, the community started to fall apart. People now are just trying to go to work, rest. But the thing is, we have young men in this country dying every other day. I saw a woman got shot yesterday. as a standby person, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we trying to get these people together, show them, look, there's a better way, all right? And I went to college through basketball, and basketball can help people, can form people into good citizens.
Yeah. The skills that young people learn in sports.
Yes.
They provide them with developmental skills, mm-hmm. right, that produce healthy adults, mm-hmm. that produce healthy families,
yes.
that create healthy community, mm-hmm. right? And so many young people in the country have benefited from
true.
Sports by being able to access education through sports.
Yes.
Now, Father Thompson, Anglican priest, deceased, rest in peace, would say you don't catch sense till you're 40. Mm. Bradley Roberts say you don't catch sense till you're 60. But I think really what he's articulating is you don't really get a full sense of what it means to be a man until you hit 60, because you need to move through, right? Like you need to have the period of adulthood to juxtapose to your youth to understand your youth, and a period of maturity to understand your move into adulthood, right? Mm-hmm. And so in this instance, what we find is that students who weren't necessarily performing at the top academically, but had discipline and spatial awareness and critical thinking developed through sports, were able to take advantage of the academic opportunity. Mm-hmm. And in fact, many of these people, like I say, the majority of these people excelled academically and made academics their main thrust. Right? Mm-hmm. And so giving your young people this opportunity in a small place adds to them another a level of developmental agency, right? Like they get to develop more because they get to juxtapose experiences. Yeah, man.
And Aaron, you made a good point. I'm also an ex-Marine, right? It's not about motivation, it's about discipline, because motivation dies off. If you have discipline, that's what it takes to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
People are motivated. That might last a week or two. But if you're disciplined, you're going to really make some changes inside your life.
Now, listen, sports isn't the only place where you could develop personal and collective discipline, right? Mm-hmm. However, I think one of the problems we're facing is a sort of that used to be one of the primary things. Mm-hmm. And now less and less young people are engaged in organized sports.
That's true.
The lessons that young people learn in organized sports, right? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing like the military. I'm just going to go on the side. You can't be hazing children. The type of discipline that you're trying to teach them, you teach them that through sports. You can't be teaching them with this adult method that is even questionable for adults.
Mm-hmm.
And so the value of sports. Let's get into it. Today, day one, what time we start?
We starting tonight promptly at 7 p.m.
Good stuff.
7 p.m.
All right. Now, I tell you I was going to have my old lady cheerleaders out, right? But they busy. I can tell you all about that in a minute. What time does day two start?
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Yes.
Okay. Tell people how to get to the court.
If you're traveling on Eastern Road, you turn on the Johnson Road. That you go up the first hill, come down, go on the second hill, and come around, and then you're going to see the FNM headquarters.
Only one hill?
No, two.
Oh, the rise. Yeah, it's called the rise.
Yeah, see a little
rise. You come up the big, the first hill at Eastern Road. Come up that, drive around the Silk Cotton Tree.
Yes.
Go over the second little rise.
Right. Keep coming around. From the second rise, it's probably about 300 meters. You're going to see a big banner saying the Johnson Road Basketball Jamboree in front of the FM headquarters. And it's right in the back. It's on the left. You can't miss it.
And the building, I like to call it the constituency office, has a flag. It has a massive Bahamian flag painted on the side of it. So you can't miss it.
Yes, it does. Yes.
And if you come in from Bernard Roadside.
We come from Bernard Road. The corner opposite St. Augustine's College, that's called Adley Street.
Mm-hmm.
Come to the end of that street, you take a left. After that left, you take the second right. Now, there's a little dirt road. As you turn left, there's the first dirt road. But you want to go through the second road, come up the hill.
Pastor Jehovah's Witness Church.
Pastor Jehovah's Witness Church.
Come down the hill.
Past Mama Co.
Uh-huh.
Just keep driving around.
Follow the curves.
Follow the curves. And it's going to be on the right-hand side. You can't miss it.
All right. And so we 15 and under, 3 on 3 half court, 16 and over, 5 on 5 full court.
Yes.
The Byron Ferguson three-point competition, Legends Corner. Y'all having a dunk competition?
No. We haven't had one as yet. Probably in another year or so we might have it, but we haven't had anything as yet.
You're waiting for my insurance to expire, eh?
Now, Aaron, let me say this, right? We were there last evening on the basketball court.
Mm-hmm.
We had some of the trophies out.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, man. The trophy looks so good. I told my wife last night, I'm suiting up. I might suit up tonight.
Yeah, I
want to get one of those trophies.
Yeah, yeah, why not?
I may suit up, man. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe in pain for the next 2 months, but I may suit up tonight, you know.
Hey, listen, I tell you, I sitting on my porch last night, and I was pondering, as I'm in the midst of an investigation, three of the soursop disappeared off my tree. Mm. See, but I don't suspect the raccoon, because I've had ripe soursop sitting on the tree, mm-hmm. and the raccoon come up on the porch for cat food, voices wow. to go for the soursop. Mm. So in my mind now, my observation tells me,
it's not him.
Raccoon don't eat soursop, at least not these set here, right? And so somebody removed three soursop off my tree. And people say, oh, Green, you can't call the police for fruit. I say, but hey, if the fruit's selling at $6 a pound, and I sell fruit to pay my bills.
Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. What am I to do?
Mm-hmm. Put up a camera. You have a camera.
Oh, yeah, I have cameras. That's what I said. I have cameras. If I were to turn you in over three soursop, right, the people that say, Green, that's heavy-handed. So I say, but...
But see, if you know who it is, just...
You go talk to them and have a nice talk and say, hey.
Show them a tape.
Yeah.
And say, look here, don't come back no more.
Yeah, I tell them, be easy.
Right, or even ask for us, you know.
But see, I got a couple suspects, right? But I suspicious of my suspicions. But let me tell you why. Because sometimes people act like criminals. They're not, you know. They're not criminals. They're not criminally minded. Mm-hmm. But they've been socialized into behavior that they don't realize that's how people behave when they're criming. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And so I've explained over the last 10, 15 years, I've explained to a lot of young people in Johnson Road, new young people, right, that, if I catch you in my yard and I speak to you, and you scowl or you curse at me, I'm going to presume that you're a criminal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But like the people who I catch on the side of my yard eating mango this mango season, right? You know what the woman say?
Mm-hmm.
The woman say, as soon as she lock eyes with me, she say, thank you for the mangoes, ma'am. We only took a couple.
Right.
Because only thieves thief and only criminals crime. And even though she was taking a couple of mangoes, she knew the right thing to do was to say, hello, property owner, and thank you for this little bounty that I know you ain't gonna come in my car and snatch from me because we are now being polite with each other.
The thing is, you just have to ask. In my line of business, I always tell my guests, you know, if a food drops on the ground, on somebody's on the road, you can pick it up, but don't end up people's property.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on my property, I don't take kindly to people jumping my wall.
Mm-hmm.
It might not end well for any of us, you know. So the thing is, you have to respect people's property.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care what it is.
Because that property boundary is also part of how they develop a peace of mind.
Yes, true.
You know?
True.
And for me, let me just say this. I am not suggesting that it have to be somebody from Johnson Road who took my soursop. See, the next thing about Johnson Road is that it's a through road, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a road that connects communities,
mm-hmm.
a road through a community.
Mm-hmm.
And so lots of people, thousands of people travel through
daily
Johnson Road, right?
Especially during school times.
Yeah. It's important for people to remember Johnson Road is a walk-in community. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just that poor people walk. It's that people don't drive if they don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
They take advantage of the proximity of things in the community and they walk.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of parents walk their children.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of children walk they self. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I say that to say a couple things at the same time. Mm-hmm. I do not presume automatically that it's somebody from Johnson Road
that
took my sour song.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But also to those who use Johnson Road as if it belongs to them. Mm-hmm. Remember, it's a walk-in community.
Yes, yes.
You know, mm-hmm. and pay attention. It's also full of curves. Mm-hmm. Pay attention to the road. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're not hogging up somebody else's lane, going around mm-hmm. a curve. Mm-hmm. You know, just be careful. Because I remember the days when I could be walking home from the court at 8:30 at night and mm-hmm. it's dark, and I know I was safe.
Yes, yes.
And we want that for everybody mm-hmm. in this country. What does emancipation mean if young people can't walk through their community mm-hmm. and know that they're safe, mm-hmm. that parents can't send their children to the shop and know they can come back safe mm-hmm. and unmolested? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the Jamboree is a part of that. Producer, let's go to the phone line and then let's line up some music. Mm-hmm. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
This is Green?
Yes, it is. Ms. Kalma?
No, this is Ms. Sue. I don't want to say my name.
Don't say your name then. Happy morning, Auntie.
Yeah, I live in Fox Hill. I used to coach Gerlin. You said you're honoring Gerlin?
Graylin Humes?
Yes.
Yeah, you used to coach him?
I used to coach Gerlin. Gerlin, you know Marco, he's dead now. Eddie Remen?
Yeah.
He used to be the coach of the Dangles. He's dead now. I used to coach the Dangles. I used to coach the Fox Hill Saints. I'm a Fox Hill man.
Okay.
I'm a Fox Hill man. Ed White. We used to call Ed White the Middle East.
Okay, so you're coming out tonight, right, sir?
Yes, ma'am, I'll be out.
Good stuff. You don't have to tell us your name on the radio.
I'll call you off there. I'll tell you. I'll see you. You coming out? You'll be out.
I try, and you know the raccoons waiting for me to go out so they could go in?
I hear that. Okay, I'll call you off there.
Okay, but listen, right. Thank you for calling. You used to coach the Nangos.
Yes, I used to coach the Nangos. Eddie Remen used to call him Marker.
Okay, and what other teams you coach and play for?
The Montague Bucks, the Fox Hill Nangos, the Fox Hill. I worked for the Nangos.
Okay.
I was a Fox Hill man. You know Nabo, John Best?
Yeah.
He dead now.
Yes. Rest in peace.
Man, Ben Nabo, we used to fight on the park, and we used to slap one another up, and whatnot. That's meant to be drinking soda and beer.
Okay. Thank you.
Now these fellas, them, now they want to shoot.
Yeah, and
I grew up in Foxhill, man.
Thank you. Thank
yes,
you.
Ma'am.
Thank you so
nice
much.
Nice talking to you, Ms. Green.
Absolutely nice talking to you, Coach.
Yes, I coach the Montague Bucks, the Fox Hill Angles, the Saints. I coach all them.
All right. We can see you tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Have a good day.
Yes, ma'am. You too.
On this Emancipation Day. Okay. Starting tonight at 7 p.m., August 1st and 2nd, continuing tomorrow at 7 p.m., venue, Johnson Road Basketball Court, behind the constituency office, also affectionately known as F&M headquarters. That's what we call it. They're going to have the 15 and under 3-on-3 half court, 16 and over 5-on-5 full court, the Byron Ferguson three-point contest, and Legends Corner. Producer, I want you to play Zimbabwe special dub, because remember, we celebrating emancipation, but right after that, I want you pick one of them other songs, because I have to tell y'all how I peep ghosts last night.
Every man got the right to decide his own destiny. And in this judgment, there is no partiality. So arm in arms with arms, fight this little struggle, 'cause that's the only way we can overcome a little trouble.
Brother, you're right,
you're right, you're right, you're right, you're so right. We gon' fight,
we gon' fight,
we'll have to fight,
we gon' fight,
we gonna fight.
we collect. Check your cap by 700. 200,000 in cash and prizes. With winners on different islands.
Collect.
Pop the top, we collect. Check your cap by 700. You could win free bears, take a sip. And collect merchandise, might I say. I pop mine out.
Extra Marie got
up. I pop mine out.
Homecoming, he looks
right. Free bears out.
I'll go in and just
check your cap.
Bring your go grandma home. Collect.
Pop the top and collect. Check your cap by 700. You could win free bears, take a sip. And collect merchandise, might I say.
Drink responsibly, buddy.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
As a local Bahamian bank, we believe that Bahamian businesses are the backbone of our society. At Fidelity, we proudly fuel the dreams of our local entrepreneurs looking to expand. Ready to grow your business? Apply for a Fidelity commercial loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
They do not know what we are capable of. They do not know what we are thinking. Because my work has only just begun.
Up you mighty people. Feel it down in your soul. Till you can't control it. Put your hand up to the sky. Mama, don't ask why. In these dark and lonely times, we go turn the tide. If you're looking for a sign, turn and look inside of you. Your body is a temple. Your sweat is holy water. Every move you're making is praise unto the master. Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. I could be honest, I just let the producer play that song just a little longer because that's exactly how I felt growing up in Johnson Road. That's how I felt. Up you mighty people. You wonderful, beautiful, inside, outside.
And Aaron, I'll add this as well, you know. You know, growing up as a kid in the late 70s, early 80s, there was a sense of value, right? Kids can get up and just turn the TV on.
Mm-hmm.
You had to do your chores. You had to clean up the front room, clean up the kitchen, sweep outside before you ate breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, I mean, parents are allowing kids to get up, turn the TV on, go in the fridge and make breakfast, which is, in my view, nonsense because you have been instilled. See, it's not what you leave for your kids, it's what you leave in your kids.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to get to the point where we put discipline in our kids. Because you can't succeed, you need discipline in order to succeed.
And how are they going to instill discipline in their kids if A, they don't have discipline, and B, they don't know how to instill discipline?
That's a great question. The thing is, you know, the World Wide Web is so powerful, you know what I mean? Anything you want to learn right now, Aaron, you can learn.
Mm-hmm.
You can go on YouTube. I mean, now they have ChatGPT.
Yeah.
No one knows everything, but you, I mean, if you want to learn something,
you could go out there and learn it.
You could go there and learn it.
But listen, last night I had a time. I peeped ghosts, and you know what I learned about? I learned about Gombe. Mm-hmm. I learned about Gombe. I had the pleasure of attending the gala, the opening of the musical review Ghosts of Gombe at the University of the Bahamas Performing Arts Center last night under the patronage of Duke Errol Strawn, the last living Gombe legend. The vibrant musical review promises three unforgettable nights celebrating the golden age of Bahamian music. Let me tell you, last night was unforgettable, right? Ghost of Gumbe, I peeped that. And it was fun. It was lively. It was fun. It has a twist. It's smart. It's funny, right? It recognizes poignant moments, but it wraps them up in joy and happiness, right? It was a really good time. I have to say thank you to Tanya Hanna, I think the organizers for the event and host of the evening. I have to say thank you to Pat Ramin for writing it. We got to say thank you to Valine Rule for directing it. Those young people were just great. The choreography was excellent. Y'all don't be afraid. Take these young people there so they could see how Grammy used to carry on the dance floor. Right? Because, like I said, you see, memories and culture. That's what chattel slavery takes away from you. That's why it is so dangerous, so nasty, right? That it doesn't just aim to enslave you physically, it aims to psychologically, rendering you unable to lead yourself. And the first way they do that is they try to take away your memories, right? Your history and your culture. And so it's so important to tell this story of Gumbe to the children, to the young people, because they could understand how powerful they are, right? I got on my playlist today, producer, prep one of them Gumbe songs to play for me. The whole thing is a treat. And the music they play in, when you hear it, it's like, hold on, my niece wanted to come, I couldn't bring her. And she's like, "What?" Like when I said music, she's like, "What type of music?" I say contemporary. She looked at me and she cut her eye because she knew I was lied to children, right? And she said, "But how could this old time music be contemporary?" I tell her, and when I got home last night, I tell her it was contemporary, right? She understood what I meant. Producer, play us a song. I want to know how many young people know this song. Because if we can't be in tourism and the young people don't know this song.
Sing, girl, sing. Sing, girl, sing. Sing, girl, sing. Girl, you got straw wig money.
Producer, let's prep another one to go. But in the midst of that, see that song right there, Sponge of Money? The young people don't know that the music they listening to, we done had that long time. Oh, all these songs about getting, securing the bag and protecting the bag and the coins and making my paper and the bob and the cheese, right? And the food, some of y'all call money food and the green.
But Aaron, let me tell you this, you know, growing up in the 80s, right? We didn't have cable, we didn't have like satellites. We had like we had a TV.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you know, the station was that and S.
Uh-huh.
So basically you were forced to watch the evening news. Basically have on like basketball, softball. So you were forced to learn. I remember that's in high school, in primary school. I could have named every member of parliament, every cabinet minister. I can't do it now,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is the children, they have so much options, but we have it's almost like we have to indoctrinate them into our culture.
Okay, and let me give adults an experience. So
yes.
Some people have fire sticks. I don't have them because technically I think they're outside the school. That's not the point. The point is plenty of people have fire sticks, right? And I love it for what it does. It provides you thousands and thousands of channels, right? Mm-hmm. That's why I love it. That's also why I hate it. Because I'm just trying to find something mm-hmm. to watch, right? Mm-hmm. And then I realize, hold on, but I grew up with a TV guide. because the schedule of shows is inherent, right? Like how you could do the watching without the knowing what's coming on part. Dear cable service providers, you all set? Yeah, the thing about that guy, it's inherent. You sell me all these things, but you ain't gonna tell me what is on the channel at what time? Okay, bang. So often I go sit in front of a TV, and in 20 minutes I get up, I tired looking at the TV because I haven't found what it is I won't watch yet. Same thing for children. They need systems.
Yes.
They need us to organize structure and to organize things so they could more easily make better decisions for themselves.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so I give up on watching television if I have to sit for 15 minutes to find something.
Aaron, I don't even watch TV. I haven't watched TV in years.
You have a family?
I have. My wife and my daughter live.
Yeah, see, all I have is these raccoons in the bush. I get plenty of time. But listen, I got a text here that I want to read from the mayor of Grand Bahama. It says, good morning, Lady Green and guests. The culture of the Bahamas is very important and famous about the Bahamian people. We cannot allow government to change our cultural activities for political benefits, especially because of WTO. Yes. The people ought to be consulted on all issues. Selah. Yes, we can be successful and build a better Bahamas in 2025. That's a message, Emancipation Day message to the Bahamas from the mayor of Grand Bahama. Thank you for sending that. Here's another text. The text to say, what does sponge money mean? And isn't that brown skin gal? Well, they use the same tune. It's the same music, right? Different lyrics. So sponge money means the money you make from harvesting and selling sponge. Before we had all of these synthetic sponges, natural sponges formed in the ocean as big money.
We had an industry.
I mean, a massive. See, when Eddie Minnis was trying to, I was going to say swing, but when he's trying to swoon the girl, and he tell him, my daddy got Cocoa Plum Factory. It was industry, right? And so sponge money means you that seasonal money you make, you got plenty money, you in a good spot, right? And so we change up the lyrics, sponge money. In the song, in one version of the song, it say tomato money. Tomato money never done, tomato money, right? In my newer iterations of the song, I say Yankee dollar never done, me say Yankee dollar.
US.
Tourist money never done, me say tourist money. But you heard the second verse, it say straw work money never done, we say straw work money, right? So that's what sponge your money is about. And then I use it to talk about how we have not necessarily documented the economics of this place. Because if we did, then people could see the cyclical nature, right, of industry in this small island place and how to prepare yourself. So when you got that sponge of money, you keep that, you don't spend that. When tourism was off-season, on-season, before the arrival of Kersner and the Kersner Enterprise, it was tourist money never done, but that meant in that season. And what comes after that may be unsaid is you're supposed to save the bulk of that because you got to have an off-season.
And this is, I'm in the tourism ministry, this is the off-season has already started.
Yeah.
You know, but Aaron, back to your point, right? Let me give you a story. In the 1980s, my uncle, I have an uncle named Uncle Duran. He had a body workshop. He used to fix all kinds of cars, right? And one time, you remember Blind Blake?
Oh, yeah.
Alfonso, he came there, right? Listen to me. Now, they say he was blind, right? Mm-hmm. But he told my Uncle Louis, who was deceased, he picked out every spot on his car that needed to be fixed. And when I saw him, I was almost elevated. Because I was like, this is a Bohemian icon. You know what I'm saying? We have to get back to that point. Our kids now, right? If you see a KB, you're supposed to be excited. You see B-Mark, you understand
what
I'm saying?
Yes, I saw boat, man. My Long Island friend, Bahama Breeze.
We have to be excited. See, the thing is, the kids today, they're playing rap. I mean, there's nothing wrong with playing rap music, all these other stuff, right? But, I mean, I don't know how to do it, but we have to find a way to have our kids
as excited about their own music as they are about the other people's music.
Listen, when we go Luthro, we're supposed to go this year, but we didn't go because we wanted to go to the Emancipation Day Festival. I mean, now they canceled Junkanoo. That has me pretty upset. But when you see Eugene Davis performing, I mean, I get goosebumps.
That's Gino D.
Gino D, yes.
The young people, they know.
Yeah.
Ain't no thing.
Yeah. I mean, I get goosebumps.
Yeah.
Because this guy is singing, I mean, and this is a behemoth icon.
Listen, I took D-Mac Baghdad Bam Bam on a road trip with me. I did a State Department program with other Caribbean people. Mm-hmm. And when I played that on the bus, they was backing that Bam Bam. Then that was an endorsement. When you see other Caribbean people winding up to your music.
Yes, you know.
Michelle Mantano, call it, come to you right now. Michelle Mantano gave the biggest tribute on the first carnival music. He said, no, I perform in Bahamian music.
Yes.
Okay. And he was excited about it, right? Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? Sorry, I miss you. Okay, producer, do me a favor. Play Love, Love Alone by Blind Blake. And then we're going to play, then you choose something to end the show with. But we can play Love, Love Alone by Blind Blake because you call his name just now, right? And you made me realize something. First of all, Blind Blake is another Stevie Wonder. He could see.
Oh.
He just can't see everything, right?
Okay, gotcha.
Like, I'm imagining that he's visually impaired, not completely blind,
right?
But I also believe he may be blind like Stevie Wonder because, see the song Love, Love Alone? That ain't true. And Blind Blake, no, because he was peeping. He was peeping through the part of the eye, he could see it. And he know why King Edward leave the throne, and it was in that song, this the reason in this song, but he's a good Bahamian. So he say, King, you need my help swinging the people a little bit? That's what we do in the Bahamas. We sell chickchannies. And he say, I got your story. And they write the song together. He say, man, blind, wise. You see your people. He say, don't. It's like, Raymond, don't mind. I can't see. I could see. Yeah.
Visually impaired.
Yeah.
Because I was surprised. I mean, this guy just showing him all the spots.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out how he knew where the spots were.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll see this version right here. It is an edited version, right? But guess what? A lot of these elements in this version that you may think are added, they're actually a part of the original composition. And so this Gombe era is so easily, it so easily translates to electronic dance music.
Right.
I'm telling you. What a time to be alive. From the 40s in Gombe time to the 80s, where I say that's Johnson Road time, that's community time, right? When sports, community activities pulled us together. Beyond politics. See, that's why they could call it the FNM headquarters. Because politics did not and does not describe
That's true.
Johnson Road.
No.
And listen, Johnson Terrace and Johnson Estates, me, forget y'all. Mm-hmm. Mr. Mins is a champion soccer coach. Every single team in his club were winners.
Wow, that's impressive.
Right? He's assisted or facilitated so many young people getting into university themselves, right? Mm-hmm. And then we got the Johnson Terrace Park. You see Kino Wong and the Johnson Terrace people be running free Spanish classes in the park. They got a wonderful, vibrant Neighborhood Watch Association. Then we got Johnson Estates where Charlie Moss is. That's a stalwart Long Island enclave. And the people, they know community.
And Miss Amelie, she passed away recently.
Yeah.
Judy Amelie, she passed away recently.
Yeah.
My cousin, yeah.
Even Moya Thompson,
Hope lives there.
Yeah, Stella Civil Servant, Rosemary Munnings, advocate, activist, Vows of Expression, and Methodist Summer Camps. I mean, Keva Bethel.
Yeah, she used to live on.
On the north side.
Yes.
Then Rick Fox's family. Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. You all need to know this. There's a movie out there in the world with two Johnson Roadites in it. Rick Fox and Shakira Ladad. Both of them acting in the movie together.
Wow.
They from Johnson Road. They lived in Johnson Road for a short period. Wow. Let me just say that. Aquapia, remember the fruit sodas?
Yes, the white cover.
McSweeney, who you saw in Aquapure at one point, he live in Johnson Road. Moscow's live in Johnson Road. Chinese have an official residence in Johnson Road, and guess what? Just like everybody else in Johnson Road, they ain't leaving if they don't have to.
No. I love it.
Yeah, and then we got to close it out. Go on.
All right, people, don't forget tonight, the Johnson Road Jamboree tonight at 7 p.m. I want to thank the committee members. I want to thank Mr. Adrian White for his contributions. Walter Sawyer, Jefford Roberts, Tiffany Knowles, Swinger, Shelley Lockhart, Barrington Murphy, Graylin Humes, Arnold Humes, Roscoe Ferguson, B6 Auto Parts. Mm-hmm. They are sponsors for this year. Thank you. Now, come up tonight, guys, for an exciting event. It's going to be safe. The police has already been notified. They're going to be there passing through. So come out and enjoy the event.
Listen, Tommy Robinson lived on Johnson Road.
I heard Thompson, Michael Thompson too. At one point, I heard he used to be around there too.
Yeah. It's another name pop right out of my head just now. If I did not call your name, Charlie Moss, the bodyweight man and the champion race walker, come from Johnson Road. They're not Charlie Moss, Mr. Moss, the bodyweight man up north by us.
Okay, you mean the gas man?
No. Bodyweight, as you come over the second hill. On the right-hand side. He's a champion race walker.
Oh, that mean Uncle Ning, Philip Moss.
Yeah, Moss. No, not Charlie. I know. I know him as Mr. Moss.
No, yeah, Philip, that's Uncle Ning.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
If I miss any names, let me apologize for not getting your name. Oh, man, we even had Miss Bronson Lowe, European descent police officer. On the force living Johnson. I mean, we got everybody living Johnson.
Everybody, doctors, lawyers, everybody.
The raccoons, the pigeons, the cats, everybody in Johnson Road.
And the Bahamas, happy Emancipation Day, everybody. Enjoy.
Absolutely. From Johnson Road to you. Yes. Y'all have a great day. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
All I ever had, redemption songs, these songs of freedom.